And if you were one of the significant percentage that was on the Washington Commanders in Week 11, as Probst would say, got nothing for you. The Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. If you live in the state of Florida and have been paying permanent alimony, it's time for you to reach out to Brandon Legal Group for a free consultation about that, because as of July 1st, 2023, Governor Ron DeSantis signed into Florida law the elimination of permanent alimony. You no longer have to pay permanent alimony. It will be reduced or perhaps eliminated altogether. For a free consultation, visit BrandonLegalGroup.com or call 813-902-3576. 813-902-3576. Stop paying permanent alimony. Those who had the Commanders, we spotlighted them last week as a 5-1 money line play, talked about the high percentage that might go with them, with the exception of those who were still alive that used the Commanders as an anti-Arizona Cardinal play in week one, like me, and got away with it. So it took the Commanders' possibility away from you and just took it off the table. Thank goodness it did for you. And you went elsewhere, and you probably advanced, but for almost 39%, in the Circus Sports Survivor Pro Football Contest, they were knocked out as a result of having the Commanders. Similar percentage in my pool, based out of the Southeast United States, with much more modest numbers in terms of investment, return, and overall people. But yeah, it was a significant percentage that go down at the hands of Tommy DeVito, who goes home and gets a nice hot shower and chicken cutlets, and a clean bed with laundry done from Mom. Nice job, Tommy. Nice job, Mom. We also wondered last week what percentage would go from anti-Texans to now actually using the Texans, and you had to sweat on that against Kyler Murray and the Cardinals, but it paid off. We speculated on a percentage of, what I say, over under 10%. On the Texans, it was 7.9% in the Circa Survivor Pool, which, let's just get to that right away as it relates to this week in Circa Survivor. And I guess in other pools, you might have to make two plays this week. One play for the Thursday-Friday games, one play if you advance for the Sunday-Monday game. So let's do Thanksgiving-Black Friday first, just to acknowledge that possibility, sort of as Week 12A, and then we'll do Sunday-Monday as Week 12B. Okay, so according to Patrick Everson, senior sports betting reporter, Vegas Insider, as of 12 noon Eastern time, on Tuesday, November 21st, here are the numbers on the four Thanksgiving / Black Friday games. Lions are a -370 money line and a 7.5-point choice over Green Bay. Cowboys -560 money line and a 10.5-point choice over the aforementioned Commanders. 49ers -295 on the road at division opponent Seattle. Wondering about Geno Smith's status there, 49ers. And then the Black Friday game has the Dolphins as a -490 at the Jets, road game, divisional opponent, Jets changing quarterbacks for better or worse. Oh, don't say it can't be any worse, because when you do, you realize it can. Dolphins laying 9.5. Before we go any further, so, again, those three money lines, -295, -370, -490, -560. Wow. I mean, it's basically projecting four blowouts in those holiday games. Isolated time spots, slots, nowhere else to go, no other game to watch. You can watch college football on Friday especially. I don't know. They used to have like a game Thanksgiving night, but I think, maybe not, playing college football like on Friday, I know. So, yeah. There's one. There's only one favorite as strong on Sunday or Monday as the four favorites on Thursday and Friday. So, I would imagine for those playing at Circa who made it this far or playing in a league that does Thanksgiving / Black Friday as its own week, this probably couldn't have worked out better for you, because whoever you chose to hold is almost a 3-1 favorite going into the game. That's not bad. That's really not bad. That worked out well for you. And you know what? I don't imagine people were holding the Niners going on the road to a divisional opponent, expecting more from the Seahawks. Drew Lock just doesn't look like he can play in this league. I mean, that was really bad at the end of the Rams game, unless he was ill-prepared. We've seen quarterbacks do that, where I guess they just kind of mail in the week and nobody notices or nobody says anything, and then they get into the game and they're not prepared. I've seen that in an NFC title game with Todd Collins of the Bears, which is why the Bears then activated their emergency quarterback, Caleb Haney, and he gave him a chance. Remember that against the Packers a number of years ago? So some were holding the Cowboys all year for this. And then after the Aaron Rodgers injury, I would imagine some were holding the Dolphins all year through this. I guess some were holding the Lions all year for this, but I don't think anyone would have fathomed the Lions would be a near 4-1 money line favorite over Green Bay. And Green Bay's won their last two. So, I mean, if I had to give you one underdog here who I think puts up a fight, I mean, I think the Packers hang around against Detroit. I do. I mean, I think that's the strongest case. Not the Commanders, not the Seahawks are the best team that's the underdog, but I mean, is Geno going to go or not? If you told me Geno was 100% healthy and he was going to go, then yeah, then I get that. But certainly doesn't appear that way based on the 49ers being minus 295. I haven't seen anything as of 12 noon Eastern time from, say, an Ian Rappaport on Geno Smith. Pete Carroll saying Geno will make it back to play against the 49ers. You know, he could go out there and not be 100%. Is Geno Smith not at 100% going to beat the Niners? I mean, because to beat the Niners, you got to be ahead in the game going into the fourth quarter. Yeah, I have my doubts. I have my doubts there. But four of the five biggest favorites playing on Thursday, Friday. I would imagine for those of you going that route. Well, honestly, let's take this bigger picture now. Because if you had to play a Thanksgiving or Black Friday team, Circa or otherwise, you've been planning this for weeks. You're not changing it. You have no reason to change it. If you were holding the Lions, you have no reason to change it. If you were holding the Cowboys, you have no reason to change it. If you were holding the Dolphins, you have no reason to change it, right? Even though they're not starting Zach Wilson. I don't imagine people were holding the Niners for this spot. I just don't. Seattle was a playoff team last year. They still could be a playoff team this year. So that's a big 3-1 money line for a road favorite against a divisional opponent. So we can look big picture now and just talk for everyone else who only needs to make one pick for the whole week. All right? Because there's only one favorite as significant as the four on Thanksgiving Black Friday. And that's Sunday, Chiefs, granted, off a Monday night flop against the Eagles, albeit. But I think we'd all agree that's a bad loss for the Chiefs, albeit against a very good team, that's a bad loss for the Chiefs with how they lost that game. They are -430 as of 12 noon Eastern time Tuesday against the Las Vegas Raiders, 9.5-point choice. Red flags. The Chiefs aren't scoring in the second half. Red flag. They're dropping too many passes. Red flag. They played on Monday night, short week. Red flag. Raiders are a division opponent. Red flag. Raiders have been competitive since they got Josh McDaniels out of the building. Yeah. So I don't imagine we're going to see a big percentage on the Chiefs this week. Most have probably already used them. I know I used them early in the year when the Bears couldn't get out of their own way and were traveling to Kansas City. That was a spot I used them. So I don't think we'll see a big percentage that have the Chiefs left to play. So for those that – well, here's where I go to my preseason analysis, which held up again last week. The early August analysis, cross-referencing win totals and being favored by a touchdown or more. Being favored by a touchdown or more at home allowed me to sort of lay out the whole season. Last week, the play was Dallas. This was as of early August. Dallas won by double digits at Carolina. I have Dallas this week. My bad. Week 11 was San Francisco at home against Tampa Bay. And the other three, and the only reason the other three weren't played, was based on spots you could use the other three, or best spot to use San Francisco. So the four that stood out last week that we talked about from my early August analysis was San Francisco, winner, Miami, winner, Jaguars, winner, Lions, winner. So it went 4-0. What about this week? The Dallas one stood out the most against the Commanders for Thanksgiving home game in week 12. I also put in two others, but I put them as ors. Minnesota, which, and they have run the gamut. But yeah, the Vikings are at home against the Bears, granted divisional opponent. And I said Indy, and that was before they lost their quarterback. But still, Minshew's more than capable. I think the Colts have, I don't know, quarterback might be a push. You know, if you ask 32 teams, Minshew or Mayfield, I think you'd get, here's how I'm going to do this. You're going to get 40% say Minshew, 40% say Mayfield, and the other 20% just walk away and just say no thanks. I mean, Mayfield's not at the point yet where he's going to accept being a backup. Minshew has accepted being a backup for a few years now and a few teams now and is very capable. Head coach, edge goes to the Colts. Best running back goes to the Colts. Best wide receiver goes to the Bucs. So those were the others. But the play, this one I circled for week 12 back in early August, was the Cowboys at home against the Commanders. So anything else on Sunday or Monday that stands out, since we already know no other really huge favorites? Gosh, Titans are -190 at home against the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers are awful. But you know what? The fact that the Titans are only laying 4 here tells you where the Titans are, right? Ever since Will Levis hit on 3 deep balls, on 3 big plays, DeAndre Hopkins, he hasn't done really much of anything. I'm not saying he can't be a National Football League starting quarterback. I'm just saying hasn't won. You're not hearing a lot about King Henry. It's a below average football team in Tennessee. Not sure what's going on with Carolina. I mean, by the time we get to Sunday, who knows? I honestly think they need to play Andy Dalton. I saw something disturbing on Pro Football Focus about where Bryce Young attempted all his passes. He did not, on passes of 10 yards or more down the middle of the field, he was 0 for 1. If you're going to limit your quarterback and take away the entire deep middle from him even attempting a throw, whether it's schemed play calling or he just won't or can't do it, you're cooked. You're freaking cooked. Because, and Dallas can play defense, you're basically saying to the opposing defense, we're not going there. All you got to do is defend the line of scrimmage and defend the boundaries. Yeah. So now you're cutting the field basically in half on your plays to move the sticks. Come on. So I don't know. I think it'd take a lot of guts to go with the Titans there against Carolina just because the Titans ain't much. I mean, Carolina's worst. I'll put it to you, I'll give you a scenario, and I never wish injury on anybody. Bryce Young gets hurt on the first series, and just Bryce Young has been ruled out for the rest of the game. Andy Dalton can come in and win that game. He will, because Andy Dalton will let it rip. And Frank Wright will let Andy Dalton let it rip. Yeah. So you don't want that scenario, I don't think. Where else could you go? If you're not on a Thanksgiving team, if you're not on the Dolphins on Black Friday, if you're not on the Chiefs. Oh, the Chiefs are at the Raiders. Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, Chiefs are at the Raiders. That doesn't change anything. I don't think anyone was using the Chiefs there. -430 off a Monday night game with all the other opportunities they've had to use the Chiefs. Ravens on the road at Chargers are a -190. No, I don't think that's a spot people have been waiting to use the Ravens. Vikings at home against the Bears? Yeah, I guess so. I guess we're going to see some action there on Vikings at home against Bears. Yeah. Yeah, that's probably one of the biggest spots we'll see the Vikings all year since week one, and those people are gone because the Vikings lost the Buccaneers. Eagles are at home against the Bills. Eagles -178. I think most people who have played the most people have already used the Eagles. I know I did because they knocked me out. They're only lost the season. But I don't think you're going to see a lot of action there. Anything else? Broncos at home against Browns. Broncos have won 4 in a row. Browns don't have a quarterback. Yeah, we'll see some Broncos play. Falcons, Saints, that's a minus both ways. Bengals at home against the Steelers, that's a minus both ways. Patriots at Giants. Colts at home against Buccaneers, even with Minshew. I mean, I expect the Colts to win that game, but I don't think I want my survivor life depending on it at this point. And then Texans host Jaguars. That's a minus both ways. This is a tough week unless you had something you set aside, like the Circa players did, for Thursday or Friday. I think the majority of the action will be on a Thanksgiving team like the Cowboys or the Lions that has been set aside all year, or maybe the Dolphins on Friday. People that looked at the injury to Aaron Rodgers and immediately put the Dolphins aside. I don't know that players who didn't have to isolate a team for Thanksgiving or Black Friday put the Dolphins aside for at the Jets, because I think the Dolphins still host the Jets later in the year. I mean, that makes more sense to set aside late in the season than it does now. So I think our percentages are going to be on Cowboys because they've been set aside. Lions because they've been set aside. Vikings will get some action. And what else? We're going to see some action on the Broncos, aren't we? It's going to take guts to take the Titans. I'm going to say over under 5% there. So that's what I have for you. Be happy to take your emails. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Good luck. Happy Thanksgiving. The Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. Stop paying permanent alimony. If you are in the state of Florida, contact Brandon Legal Group to stop paying permanent alimony. 813-902-3576 or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com.